With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. military has done it again.
U.S. forces have attacked three boats in the Eastern Pacific Ocean that the U.S. military claims were smuggling drugs. In a statement on social media, the military says the strikes targeted designated terrorist organizations and killed a total of eight people. The Trump administration's campaign has killed at least 95 people in 25 known strikes since early September. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are expected to provide closed-door briefings on the campaign today for all members of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
When it comes to the deadly mass shooting targeting Hanukkah celebrants on a beach in Australia,
early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
Australia's Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett. Germany's Chancellor is upbeat about prospects for a Ukraine peace deal, and President Trump says there has been solid progress at talks on ending the long-running war.
I think we're closer now, and they will tell you that they're closer now in numerous conversations with President Putin of Russia. And I think we're closer now than we have been ever.
But territorial concessions by Ukraine remains a tough nut to crack. A Kremlin spokesman says Russia wants a comprehensive peace deal, not a temporary truce. Crews have been deploying sandbags, shoring up an earthen levee south of Seattle. A small portion failed after a week of heavy rains. Dow futures down 20 points. This is SRN News. A boy wins a girls' dance competition in Ireland again.
Alyssa Saltzman, a boy who is living as a girl, has taken the crown in the under-16 solo category of the girls' Southern Region Irish Dance Finals for the third year in a row. The competition, which is a key qualifier for national and international competition, has male categories, but Saltzman prefers to compete against the girls. Thousands of parents and competitors signed a petition to stop the practice to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
Egypt and Iran, two Muslim nations where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each nation's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, the sports governing body, and are threatening not to play the match on June 26 at Seattle Stadium. At the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, FIFA fiercely defended the right of the host nation's cultural norms to be respected in full. SRN News. UPS is accused of underpaying seasonal employees.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a lawsuit accusing UPS of stealing tens of millions of dollars in pay from seasonal workers who helped deliver packages during the busy holiday season. The lawsuit alleges that the shipping giant forced some workers to clock in well after their shifts began and deducted pay for lunch breaks they never took. The suit also alleges UPS repeatedly failed to properly compensate drivers' helpers, as well as seasonal support drivers who use their own vehicles to make deliveries. UPS issued a statement saying that it was aware of the lawsuit and says that the allegation of intentionally underpaying workers was unfounded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Accused of advertising unlicensed tourist rentals, Airbnb being hit with a $75 million fine by the Spanish government. More details at srnnews.com.